Have you ever heard the story of the itsy bitsy spider? He doesn't like to be called that. I'm just letting you know ahead of time, but you know, sometimes it's okay when something's really small to be like, hey, you're itty bitty. But don't get him upset. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh yes, it's the story of the itsy bitsy spider. One time he was like, hey, you see that up there? I'm gonna go up there and I'm gonna get that. And I said, dude, it looks like it's gonna rain. You don't wanna go up the side of the wall. If I were you, I would take the elevator. And he was like, no. I don't do that. I can't even reach the buttons, which I don't understand. You can crawl up the wall and reach the buttons. But anyway, beside the point. Finally, he decided there's this neat little water spout and he's gonna go up it, man. And I was like, though I don't know that's a good idea. And he was like, I don't care. I'm going up the water spout. And I said, okay, I will stand and watch. You let me know. And he starts up the water spout. And he's about a little over halfway up when, wouldn't you know it, it rained. But it only rained for a second. It was like, you know, somebody said, oh, look, the little spider. I got to push him out. And, you know, they did. Because the water, it pushed him down, and all you heard was clang, 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 clang. And then the spider was down on the ground again. And I looked at him, and I said, Mr. Spider, don't do it no more. And he said, call me Dave. And I was like, okay, Dave, you're itsy bitsy. That's a big, long thingy. You're not going to make it. And he was like, you want to bet? And I say, well, yeah, I'll put $10 on it. So we did. And, you know, that's beside the point. It's no here and there. It was just $10, which I later, you know, collected. But anyway, so and then he says, you know what? I'm going to wet myself all the way up there. And I said, don't do it. You're not going to make it. The water's going to rush down. It's going to push you out. And he was like, no. He's perfectly fine. I'm going to make it. And I said, okay, I will watch you make it, man. You go, and I will collect my $10. I mean, you will make it to the top. So he climbs in the water spout. He gets up about halfway, and he's putting these little things of webbing all up there so that, you know, if he falls, he'll just bounce about. So it rains again, a little bit harder. And all you hear is, and I ask him, Dave, did you make it? And that little man, I think he flipped me off, but I couldn't tell. It's not like he's got fingers. But anyway, he decides, look, I've got a better idea, man. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put double the webbing all the way up to the top. And I'm going to make it this time. And I said, don't do it, man. You're not going to make it. Because if you make it, I'll owe you $10 and I don't think I got it. But he went in anyway. And he starts up the water spout and he's like, look, I'm almost to the top. And the rain, well, this time it came down three times harder. But he had a lot of webbing, man. And it was webbing all the way down, man. And he goes, doing, 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 doing. And I was like, dude, David, did you make it? That's when David took out $10. I don't even know where he was hiding it. He brought it to me, and he put it right in my hand. And he said, stupid thing, I don't want to go up there anyway. So I watched him walk away. And then I looked up, and I told the cloud to go away. And it quit raining. And I walked off with $10, because that's what you got to do. That's how you make your money, man. Once in a while, you'll just find a David in the crowd, and you're like, hey, try this. And they're like, no, I can do that. And then you pour water on them and make sure they can't make it. That's the way it works. Good. Have a great day.